We're doing the Shotaran. We're up to page Taf Dalid. And the Ran had said that when the Torah tells us, Batsar Lecha, when things go bad, and then you'll do tshuva, and Hashem wants your tshuva. So tshuva that stems from our troubles, a person has to understand, says the Ran, that it's not that a person says, I'm only doing tshuva because I need a cure. It's not the right tshuva then. A person has to start off saying, I'm doing tshuva because I need the cure. But he has to evolve from there to a higher level of connection to Hashem. So when Hashem says, Batzar lecha, things go bad, v'shavta ad Hashem Elokecha, you'll return to Hashem and listen to Him. So it's not just that now, Ribbono Shel Olam, help me, cure me. I'll do tshuva, cure me. No, the Ran had explained that when a person is well and healthy and life is going the way he likes, so then he has a challenge. His yetzer hara draws him in one way, and his mind draws him the other way, and he has a hard time seeing clearly. When a person has problems, so then suddenly his yetzer hara is less active. So that should help him see more clearly that the truth is, I want to be an Eved Hashem, says the Ran. When the Torah says, through your troubles, you could come close to Hashem, the Torah doesn't mean, I'm going to come to Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and say, I'm going to be a good boy, Ribbono Shel Olam, help me out, because this way I'll have a good year. But the troubles or the period are supposed to help us grow, in that helps us see through the challenges we have on a day-to-day. If every day a person has a yetzer hara to do A and B and C, then on the day that he has a relative who's hospitalized or he himself has medical issues to deal with, he's not doing A and B and C. That doesn't even interest him. So suddenly that yetzer hara went down. That should allow him to see more clearly his real position in the world and his connection to Ribbono Shel Olam. It's not that I'm doing tshuva as, help me, I'll do tshuva, but rather, through the problems, I can see more clearly what's really important. Yes?
So then, to what degree are we supposed to value the times of trouble that gets us either to do tshuva or to see things more clearly? Because at the end of the day, it's coming through troubles, it's coming through difficulties, it's coming through things that are, you know, situations which are negative. But without those negative situations, would we have the same pattern? Would our tefillot be the same?
Maybe not.
So to what degree are we supposed to value them or even desire them? But who wants a negative situation?
We're not on that level. David HaMelech said, Odecha Hashem ki anaftabi. I thank you, Hashem, that you punished me. David was on that level. The average person is not. We all want a pleasant life. We want to grow without having to have the patch.
Is that possible?
Yeah, I think it's possible.
I don't know.
People ended up here who are having great lives, great job, wonderful family life, and a lovely girlfriend, everything perfect. Very few. I mean, when everything is going great, you don't make radical changes usually.
It's not only about the radical changes. Sometimes it's about how much am I going to have kavanah when I daven 3 times a day, or how much am I going to say, no, I want to get over with this at 8 o'clock. I got to be somewhere.
The time when it starts to make you nauseous because you're just faking it, you try and look for meaning. If you continue till you're 90, just go like this.
Yeah, but it's not only about it. No, but if you already have the meaning. You might already have the meaning, but you know. But when things are lachut and when things are up in the air and things aren't sure, or if there's a war, if there's some,
you're right.
If you're in trouble, wala, it's like Hashem.
That's what you're saying.
Hashem's more accessible.
But like, you don't ask for it because it can break us too. We had this little conversation last night. Because we can grow from troubles doesn't mean it's not high risk. It's like heart surgery. Not everybody loses a child.
That's exactly my question. You know, how can we achieve the same growth by circumventing the troubles because no one wants the trouble?
I don't know that.
My second question is, are these troubles necessary in order for us to connect, to grow, to be
connected? Would you give a child pain and suffering if we didn't feel it was necessary? I think Hashem thinks it's necessary. That's my guess. If you get it another way, he's our loving father, I think he'd give it to us. But let the rabbi answer.
Maybe it's supposed to be. Maybe it's just supposed to be hard.
In the last chapter of Brachos, it says he blessed God for the bad with the same voice, with the same name, he blessed him for the good. And then it goes into some degree of detail on what that means. And I think part of at least the answer is there. The other part of the answer is what he said. And in Mishlei, it says, you know, like that. Even if the child is doing well, you're supposed to give a certain amount of negative feedback. I'm just paraphrasing.
My point is like this.
Let's
continue it, though.
Yeah, the truth is this isn't the run. I'll just give a few points to ponder, okay? Number one, Chazal tell us that Matzrif laKesef Echul Azav Veish Lefi Malalo, that the different imahot had different periods of challenge without children, just like you purify gold and silver with different instruments, so do different people need different challenges in order to grow. So it sounds like giants, like the imahot, right? Sarai Menu needed to go 90 years, or maybe not needed, but by her ability to go 90 years without a child, she was able to become the great Sarai Menu that she was. And it sounds like from that without it, she would not have gotten there. So it certainly sounds from Chazal like there are strengths that don't come to the forefront without challenges, even with very, very big people. We all want a good life, and that's fine. We're entitled to want a good life. Aaron HaKohen did not want to bury his two sons. But his greatness was Vayidom Aaron. He was able to be silent. David HaMelech could bury children, can see all the terrible things that happened in his lifetime, and give praise. Odecha Hashem ki anaftami. I thank you, Hashem, you hit me. That's like, we don't even understand what it means to be sane and sober, and the tzaddik can say that. Like, for us, how could a person say such a thing? So that's point number one. I just want to give a point to ponder. And point number two, Rabbi Yort quoted his mother or grandmother who used to say, Rabon Shalolam, scare me, don't hit me. Meaning sometimes we can grow with the fear. Sarai Menu grew with the fear that she would be childless. She wanted it, and then she got what she wanted. So it doesn't always have to be that a person gets hit. Sometimes it's the threat of getting hit that makes a person grow. And maybe that's also part of what we should recognize. Very often, a person is told they have to check them out because they see a growth and they're not sure what it is. It could be malignant. So he says, I'll daven after I know what it is. No! Now's the time to daven. You see there's something. A person sees that things can really go bad. So daven, now's the time to daven. People say, I might still have this job, I might have that opportunity. On the contrary, you're given the ability to recognize the danger in order to daven without getting hit. Sarai Menu ultimately had kids. But she grew from that time. I also think that we can grow through other people. It's not only ourselves, depending on how much we care. What?
I mean, kids, like she had more than...
No, I'm saying your neighbor needs something. If you care, then that brings out growth in you too.
It's not like, because after Chana had Shmuel, so Sarah just had one kid. It wasn't like...
Okay.
But you also, from growing from other people, using your example of Yimachot, Yaakov reacted to his offer. You know, so it's not just
the
test of the person, it's also a test of the other people's reactions to it.
Yeah.
You can look at it from those sources too, and if you remember these things, you know, it changes the perspective of when you're actually doing it.